Among Muslims, there are some who advocate the philosophy of Rumi, some who claim wine that is unlawful by religion is lawful, and some who support the fallacy of Darwinism that denies the fact that God created everything and misrepresent Islam. This wrongful understanding of Islam advocated by some is dangerous for all Islamic worlds. Muslims should be very cautious against this attempt to disseminate a philosophy that misrepresent Islam.
Quilliam Foundation, a London-based think tank, in an exhibition held by this foundation that is supposedly serving Muslims, information about man-to-man sexual relations praised in the works claimed to belong to Mevlana is explained. The foundation advocates Rumism and Darwinism, and the panel organized by the Quilliam Foundation on April 21, 2016, with the name Sexual Diversity Within Islam, homosexuality has been discussed. Well-known homosexuals in England who present themselves as Muslims have attended this panel as panelists. One of the founders of the foundation, Majid Nawaz, who advocates Rumism and Darwinism, promoted this panel that propagates homosexuality in a social media account with the following words.
Panelists in Quilliam Foundation's panel about homosexuality. Asif Lahore, a transsexual known with his theater plays about homosexuality. He runs a nightclub where homosexuals frequently visit. He is known to be one of the most preeminent homosexuals of England.
Arya Alaga, he is a homosexual social media expert living in London. His family is from Iran. He was born in the UK. In his adolescence, he had relations with men both from Iran and the UK. He is striving to make LGBT members regarded as legitimate within the Muslim world.
Kakan Qureshi. His father is one of the founders of Birmingham Central Mosque. He claims that he has been living a homosexual lifestyle since he was 22. With his writings, with the programs he attends, and his statements, he is one of those who constantly keep homosexuality on the agenda. He founded a number of institutions propagandizing homosexuality.
Peter Tatchell. He is one of the most well-known homosexuals active in England who conducts joint works with the Quilliam team. He works with the popular Tell Mama organization that advocates homosexuals. Since 1967, he has carried out activities that encourage and propagate homosexuality. He conducts organized studies to legitimize same-sex marriages in many countries.
Matt Oxton. He is one of the widely known homosexuals of England who lived in London with a man named Naz while he was 23 years old. He founded a foundation named Naz and Matt Foundation after his partner Naz committed suicide. The foundation advocates homosexuality and carries out activities to legitimize homosexuality. The mission of this foundation is, as declared on their website, to empower and support LGBTQI, lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, queer, and intersex individuals, their friends and family to work towards resolving challenges linked to sexuality or gender identity. Naz and Matt Foundation also supported Quilliam Foundation's exhibition named Sexuality in Islam, which gives voice to homosexuality. Another field Quilliam Foundation is active about, just as much as giving voice to homosexuality, is Darwinism propaganda. People appearing as Muslims are sent across the world by means of this foundation and advocate Darwinism and materialism. Although there is not a single word that validates the claim of evolution of living things in the Quran, they are preaching Darwinism as if it compiles with the Quran.
Ed Hussein, founder of the Quilliam Foundation. The real name of Ed Hussein, who comes from a Bangladeshi family, is Muhammad Mahbub Hussein. Since he doesn't want to use the name of our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, may God forbid, he prefers the name Ed. He advocates Rumism. Some information Ed Hussein gives about himself. My inner consciousness of God hit an all-time low. The presence of God in my life was lost. I had lost the essence of Islam. For all my ostentatious commitment to Islam and Muslims, all my desires to bring out a Quranic government, I had lost touch with its Islam's holy book.
Majid Nawaz. Born in England, he is of Pakistani origin. He is one of the founders of Quilliam Foundation and Ed Hussein's partner. He shares caricatures about the Prophet Jesus and God, may God forbid, in his Twitter account that are offensive for Muslims. He advocates Rumism. He made a statement saying, Islam is not a religion of war, but it is not a religion of peace. On July 2014, his video taken in a striptease club was revealed in England. One of the most significant characteristics of Majid Nawaz is that he constantly keeps homosexuality on the agenda. In many programs he attends, and in the columns he writes, he explains homosexuality and advocates that it is not incompatible with Islam. For instance, in one of the shows he attended on BBC program in 2014 named Can You Be Gay and Muslim, Majid Nawaz claims that being opposed to premarital sex and homosexuality is a bigoted mindset and states that all sorts of homosexual relations and homosexual marriage should be accepted by Muslims. In a recent article, Majid Nawaz makes the claim, why does gay sex scare modern Muslims? It didn't in the Golden Age. In this article, he uses a picture of two men lip to lip. In this article, while Majid Nawaz claims that many so-called Islamic scholars regard homosexuality as normal, he uses Mawlana as a reference to this. In his own way, he uses the profound passion and love that the person claimed to be Mawlana has expressed in his works for Shams al-Din Tabriz as an evidence.
Usama Hassan, just like it is claimed in the books that are claimed to be Mevlana's, he claims that the theory of evolution is compatible with Islam. He claims that the origin of life might have come from the space. He advocates Rumism.
Tal Mama Foundation and Fiaz Mukal. The foundation that presents itself as seemingly an organization reporting the attacks against Muslims is known with its defending homosexuals. The foundation carries out joint activities with Quilim Foundation. On July 9, 2014, Tal Mama and its executive Fiaz Mukal held a meeting in Quilim. The topic discussed in this meeting was about choosing a method that will collect information about Muslims. Usama Hassan also attended this meeting. Fiaz Mukal, the founder of this foundation, is known for his support for homosexuals in the social media. Fiaz Mukal, who is in close contact with England's well-known homosexuals, Peter Tatchell, praises a person who participated in the gay parade in London and called himself the oldest gay and describes him as an amazing person. Saida Warsi is another of the supporters of Tal Mama Foundation. The most significant common characteristic of Saida Warsi has with this circle, who was the first Muslim female minister in the UK government, is the support she gives to homosexuals.
Saida Warsi. Saida Warsi, who is the so-called representative of Muslims in the British Parliament, openly advocates homosexuality God deemed unlawful and, in her own twisted mind, argues that Muslims should advocate homosexuality as well in order to become modern. For instance, in the interview she gave to Daily Mail, she says that Muslims are progressive about gay rights and, in her own way, tries to lead Muslims in this field. Saida Warsi, who said, there is social conservatism, maybe even social intolerance, but most religious communities on the issue of homosexuality have been on a journey on this. So has my own party. So has the Church of England, shared the following message in our social media webpage. The journey from homophobies to gay rights is one we have all been on, including the Tory party, the Church, and the Muslims.
Faisal Abbas, the editor of Al Arabiya English, he advocates Rumism.
Ziya Meral lives in London. He is one of those people the Quilim Foundation gives references to, Turkey and Middle East specialist, advocates Rumism. He frequently shares quotes from Rumi in his social media accounts.
Iyad al-Baghdadi, Arab Spring activist. He now resides in Norway, where he has received asylum. He advocates Rumism.
Omar Ashour, UK citizen with Egyptian origin. He is a member of Chatham House. He advocates Rumism. He is a senior lecturer in security studies in the University of Exeter.
Mo Ansar, his real name is Muhammad Ansar. He is of Pakistani origin. Since he doesn't want to use the name of our Prophet Muhammad, may God forbid, he prefers the abbreviated form of the name M.O. He advocates Rumism.
Sam Harris. He is an American atheist author, together with whom Majid Nawaz has written a book and called Habibi, My Beloved. He advocates Rumism. He is an advocate of the New Atheism movement. According to this movement, one should oppose to religion and should be kept under pressure.
Hamza Yusuf. He is American. His real name is Mark Hansen. He advocates Rumism. He has been propagandizing Rumism in Turkey for 15 years.
Timothy Winter. He is British. He introduces himself as Abdal Hakim Murad. He advocates Rumism. He teaches Islam in Cambridge University and mainly focuses on Rumism in his lectures.
Enno Bunnik, specialist in intelligence. He is lecturer in university and a commentator about Middle East and conflicts. He advocates Rumism.
C.J. Verleman, Australian atheist author. He advocates Rumism. Surely God is above his claims. He uses very crude words about God, religion, and sacred values that do not befit respect, both in his book, God Hates You, and all his other books.
Dimitris Bibikos. He claims to be a Muslim, yet shares photographs of himself taken with a wine bottle in his hand. His postings have propensity for violence and advocates people known with their sexual deviance. He is also known for his comments that are incompatible with the morality of the Quran. He advocates Rumism.
Sarah Maple, British feminist with an Iranian origin. She is a Darwinist and advocates Rumism. Since she tries to humiliate Muslim women in her own way and mock them, she receives the support for this attitude mainly from Majid Nawaz. Since she has works against Islam, the biggest art galleries in the UK allow her to exhibit her works in them.
Majid Rafizadeh. He is of Iranian and Syrian origins, known with his books against Islam. He is Darwinist and advocates Rumism. God is surely above all his claims. His book is titled A God Who Hates Women. In his new book that is about to be published, he explains why and how he abandoned Islam because of his comments that advocate man-to-man sexual relations and those against Islam and Muslims. He receives a special support from some British and American media.
David Lepiska. He is an American freelance journalist based in Istanbul. He was barred from re-entering Turkey on April 25, 2016, because he is in the list of the persons designated to be a threat to enter Turkey. He is known with his prejudiced writings against Turkey. He is a Darwinist and advocates Rumism. He shares postings that regard man-to-man sexual relations as normal in his social media accounts.
Suni Handal. He was born in London and is of Indian origins. He is an author and an academician. He is known with his writings and postings that, in his own mind, mock the beliefs of Muslims and advocates homosexuality. For instance, he shares the caricatures of Charlie Hebdo, in which they, in their own minds, imagine that they are mocking Christians and Muslims. One of his postings that advocated the rights of homosexuals is a photo that shows the LGBT flag raised. Along with this photo, he makes a comment in which he urged Asians to question themselves about anti-homosexuality among them and says, "The United States Supreme Court today legalized gay marriage. History has been made." In other posting, he defines the widespreading of homosexuality among Muslims as an amazing news. Another one of the incidents, Sunny Handal praises the fact that Scotland is the only country in which the majority of political party leaders are either gay or bisexual. Sunny Handal's writings are also shared by Tell Mama Foundation, which advocates homosexuality with praises. Well-known British homosexual Peter Tatchell shares a writing with the title Islam's Great Love Story with Sunny Handal. All this information shows us how a conscious movement is carried out to disseminate homosexuality that got deemed unlawful in the Islamic world.
Yalda Hakim. Born in Afghanistan, Yalda Hakim, who works as a journalist in the UK, is one of those people advocating Rumism. She is the one who prepares a great part of the BBC's shows praising homosexuality and reports about the Quilliam Foundation. Yalda Hakim is also the one who prepared the report about the exhibition organized by the Quilliam Foundation that encourages homosexuality and announces this exhibition in her social media account. Majid Nawaz, in return, thanks Yalda Hakim for making news about Quilliam's exhibition. Yalda Hakim, who also writes tweets praising the legitimization of gay marriages in the United States, frequently posts quotations about Rumism. The OBS intelligence organization based in Malta thanks Yalda Hakim for her postings related with Rumi. Thank you, Yalda John. Keep sharing more from great Rumi.
Haras Rafiq. He is the executive manager of the Quilliam Foundation. He advocates Rumism. He claims that irreligious Stalinist PKK should be supported and that this terror organization should be supplied with weapons. He also uses unseemly addresses about Turkish soldiers defending our homeland risking their lives. Gay rights is another topic Haras Rafiq advocates. The speech he gave in the conference titled Interfaith Solidarity LGBT, held at Warwick University in UK, was shared by the well-known homosexual Peter Tatchell. Well-known homosexual Peter Tatchell praises this speech of Haraz Rafik by saying, Haraz Rafik of At Quilliam Foundation speaks out for LGBT, writes at Interfaith Conference. Haydar Zeki, who also is one of those working for Quilliam, says that as Quilliam, they will be defending the rights of gays, which God demand as unlawful, and shares Haraz Rafik's speech at the gay rights meeting. In a meeting he attended in 2015, Haraz Rafik says the following, We need to make Islamism just as unfashionable as fascism, which we as a society choose to reject. If it is worth tackling racism, tackling homophobia, then it is worth tackling Islamism. Haraz Rafik posts quotes from Rumi in a social media account and sends them to people such as Majid Nawaz.
Nirvana Mahmood, commentator on the Middle East. Her views in her articles are mostly against Turkey. She advocates Rumism. She writes about homosexual rights. Majid Nawaz frequently recommends the articles of Nirvana Mahmood and wants everyone to support her. Haraz Rafik of Quilliam invites Nirvana Mahmood to write for Quilliam. This is how Nirvana Mahmood praises Canadian Prime Minister Trudeau's support for LGBT individuals. Mr. Cool, who is pro-gays and pro-Islamists, he would be more magical if he make the Islamists accept gay rights. Gay marriage is something else Nirvana Mahmood supports. She posted, Dear fellow Egyptians, if you are not happy with gay marriage, do not visit the countries that allowed it. Meanwhile, mind your own business. Together with Ed Hussein, they share quotes from Rumi back and forth. Ed Hussein sent Nirvana Mahmood the following quotes of Rumi. There are a thousand ways to kneel and kiss the ground. Mevlana Rumi. Nirvana Mahmood also shared Mustafa Akyol's article published in New York Times with the heading, The hostility of many Muslims toward homosexuality has little basis in the Quran, and said the following, Must read by Akyol in English. Sadly, soul searching is in short supply among Muslims, not just about homosexuality.
All this information shows us how a conscious movement is carried out to disseminate homosexuality that got deemed unlawful in the Islamic world. Muslims should be very cautious against this attempt to disseminate a philosophy that misrepresents Islam.